I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life. Let me ask you a question. Are the days going by quicker, or is it just me? Someone says, well, it may be going by quicker for you because you're so old or you're getting older. But you know, I can remember back when I was a youngster, and then, yes, I was a youngster at one time, and I can remember back wanting to be 10 years old. And that came, and I can remember back wanting to be 12, and then 16, and I wanted to be 18, and I wanted to be 21, and you know, from that point on, the time just seemed to be going quicker and quicker, so I quit wanting to be a certain age. And today, I look forward to being older, but it seems like it's coming quicker each time and each day of my life. Ecclesiastes chapter 1 and verse 9 says, "The thing that hath been, it is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done, and there is no new thing under the sun." And Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 15 says, "That which hath been is now, and that which is to be hath already been, and God requireth that which is past." Well, the days seem to be passing faster than the speed of light. It's amazing just how quickly days go by. The speed of light is presently defined to be about 186,282,397 miles per second. And if you travel around the Earth's equator at the speed of light, you will travel around the entire planet Earth 7.4 times in approximately 1 second. Now the days, yesterday has passed faster than the speed of light. Tomorrow will be here if the Lord allows it for us. And as we face each new day, we, and I trust that you do, look forward to it with excitement and expectation. And not one of us knows what lies ahead each new day, because each new day is unknown territory for each of us. Oh, you can read a fortune cookie, but it will be of no help. You can go to a fortune teller, and by the way, that's of the devil, and that fortune teller won't be able to predict the future. According to Proverbs chapter 27 and verse 1, it says, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." That fortune teller is of the devil, and you don't know what tomorrow brings. And James 4, 13 and 15, verses 13 through 15 says, "Go to now, ye that say today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city, and continue there a year, and buy and sell and get gain, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live, and do this or do that." Well, though we cannot know the future, and I'm not including prophesied events such as the rapture and so forth, we can know certain things that will forewarn us as well as prepare us for the new days ahead. Now, according to our text, history is prophetic. Once again, Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 15 says, "That which hath been is now, and that which is to be hath already been, and God requireth that which is past." Well, we need to understand that history does repeat itself, and therefore we can be both forewarned and forearmed, prepared. God holds you and I accountable for what we know and have seen. And I still maintain that this is the most accountable generation that has ever lived, for two reasons. First is the example of the past, and the Bible that I hold in my hand. The past. The Bible tells us that to whom much is given, much is required. And we've been given so much in this country. We've been given so much in this world. God has given everybody the same amount of time, if you would stop to think about it. He's given every person in this world time to come to a saving knowledge of His Son, Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us that He's long-suffering toward us, and that while we're yet sinners, Christ died for us. Christ died for the people of this world. The Bible says in John 3:16 that God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He's given each of us the time to come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. We know that because the Bible tells us that. And if you're hearing me today, now is the time. Now is the accepted time, the Bible says, that you are to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior if you've not done so. Well, we need to understand that history does repeat itself, and also that hindsight is often said to be 20/20. Have you ever heard that saying? And though this is not necessarily always true, it is for the most part. And we look back through life and see where we made both good and bad decisions, as well as the results of those decisions. We need to learn from those things. We also need to understand that it is with blessed assurance that I can say that the future is 2020. Hindsight proves to be to the believer that believes in the Word of God that this Bible that I hold in my hand is right. It works. In 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 19, the Bible tells us once again that we have also a more sure word of prophecy. Whereunto ye do well, that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. The Bible tells us of things that we need to know as human beings, that first of all, we need to know Jesus as our Savior. We need to get saved. And then the Bible is a light unto our path. It leads and guides us, and it helps us to live day by day. We can read it, we can heed it, and we can trust it. The Bible is a proven book. Therefore, we can face every day with hope and confidence. And something else. Though we do not know what each day holds, there are some things that we can know for certain. You can know for certain that Satan will be active. Do not expect to go to heaven as a child of God on a flowery bed of ease, as long as Satan is not in the lake of fire. And of course, he's going to end up there. He hates all of us. He hates all that God loves. In Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 11, it says, "Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." That's how we face each day, by putting on the whole armor of God as children of God. And then you can know for certain that society will deteriorate. Sin will escalate until our Lord comes to sit upon the throne of His Father. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 1 says, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come." Things are going to get worse and worse. You can also know for certain that sin's wages will be reaped. It says that the Bible says the judge of all the earth will do right. Because Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death." But notice this, God does right. He says, "The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." The wages of sin is death, but Christ took upon Himself the sin of each of us. He died. He shed His blood that sin in the lives and in the sin of this whole world, if they would trust Him as Savior, the whole world, meaning the people of this earth, everyone could be saved because it's a gift of God that is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You can also know for certain that God's grace will be sufficient. God will never place more upon us than we can bear. Whatever comes in the days ahead will be all right. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 9 says, "And He said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for My strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. We need to glorify God in everything that we do upon this earth and everything that comes into our lives. And you can also know for certain that God's mercy will be available. Forgiveness is assured for the heart that believes in God's grace. Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 23 says, "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. For they are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness." Our faithfulness may not be great, but God's faithfulness never fails. He is always faithful and just. You can also know for certain that your needs will be met. David said that he had not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. We've been well taken care of in this land that we call the United States of America. Philippians 4:19 says, "But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Once again, I know there's people who are having a difficult time, but once again, God will not place more upon you than you're able to bear. You can also know for certain that your faithfulness will be rewarded. Your labor is not in vain in the Lord according to the Scriptures. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 and 8 says, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course." This is Paul speaking. "I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love His appearing." 1 Corinthians 15:58 says, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." I look forward to one day of standing at the judgment seat of Christ and hearing my Lord say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." You can also know for certain that the Scripture will be right. Not one jot, not one tittle has failed, nor will it fail according to the Word of God. Because it is the Word of God, we can trust the Scripture. You can also know for certain that God can be trusted. God will still be God, no matter what day it is. Job chapter 13, verse 15 says, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him, but I will maintain mine own ways before him." We need to stand before God today and say, "Lord, I'm trusting you. I'm believing you that you are going to take care of me each day of my life." I want to leave each of us with a couple of very familiar verses. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." You don't know what's coming tomorrow? Trust Jesus. Ask him to come into your heart. As a Christian, you may not know what's coming tomorrow, but you know who holds tomorrow, and that is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
You've been listening to It's a Good Life Radio. To request a free transcript of this program, you can write to Dr. Woodard at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Visit our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We know you will be blessed. This program is listener supported. Support your local church first. Any gifts to support this ministry can be sent to LRWM at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Until next time, this is Doug Anderson reminding you, it's a good life living for the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.